Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Jason, what up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
So Jason, George Bello played last night. So what does that mean for the game Friday against Orlando? Is he going to play or what? What do you think?
It's probably unlikely. I think Bello, he only played 45 minutes, so could he be available? It's far more likely than Miles Robinson, who played 90 minutes in three games over the last week. I think Miles needs a night off. If he's even awake by the time we kick off on Friday, Miles can go take a nap with the work he put in for the U.S. men's national team. Bello only played 45 minutes over the week, but he played those 45 last night in Honduras. There is travel. You know, a lot of it's going to be down to just how he is feeling, where his body is, where his recovery is, but it's a possibility that he's available.
Well, you know, the team last night needed a win. The United States in the World Cup qualifying had draw. They were down 1-0, got outplayed in the first half, and roared from behind last night to win 4-1. The star, Christian Pulisic, tweaked an ankle, and the star turned out to be an 18-year-old who plays for FC Dallas. His name is Ricardo Pepi, and everybody just uses the one name Pepi. Are we seeing a new star develop in front of our eyes in this kid, Pepi?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this was one of the big debates around the U.S. men's national team over this past week, is where the goal's going to come from. Josh Sargent, who was in Germany and now in England, he's had his opportunities. Jordan Pefok has had his opportunities. We've seen Jossie Zardes over the years. Goal scoring has been an issue for the U.S. men's national team for a while now, and goal scoring has not been an issue for Ricardo Pepi at all levels over the last 3 years, really. You know, at 16, he was playing in USL League One and scoring goals, and he's been one of the best strikers in Major League Soccer this season. Age doesn't matter when you're performing at the level that Pepi is, and goal scoring was good. He was involved in the three other goals on the night. He was pressing very well. Movement off the ball was good. He's the guy right now. Nobody else has claimed that spot. He's the guy. I think Pepi last night, and I think Miles Robinson over the three games, are the two who really elevated themselves and their standing with the men's national team. I think Robinson is a lockdown starter at center back, and I think Pepe's the lockdown starter up top.
Talking with Jason Longshore as we get ready for Atlanta United, Orlando City tomorrow night. You can hear the game live with Mike and Jason on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Boy, it sounds like we're going to be really shorthanded.
Could be, although got some good news yesterday from Gonzalo Pineda with Santiago Sosa back in training, Jake Mulroney back in training, Mo Adams back in training. Some guys that we weren't really sure if they would be available or not for this upcoming match. And we don't know how much they'll be available. But you are going to be missing Joseph Martinez, who plays tonight for Venezuela in Paraguay. You're going to be missing Ronald Hernandez, who is with them with the Venezuela national team. We talked about Miles. We talked about Bello potentially being available. It's not going to be an easy one for Gonzalo Pineda, but on the Orlando side, they will be missing their goalkeeper, Pedro Galese, and they've had some other goalkeeper issues as well, so that's been a problem spot for Orlando. And they're going to be missing Sebastian Mendez from Ecuador in the midfield. They've also got some injuries that are going to be question marks, so both teams coming out of this international break not at 100% in a huge game in the Eastern Conference.
With this game being on a Friday, does it change anything as opposed to being on Saturday or Sunday?
I don't think it changes anything in the grand scheme of things. I think from a scheduling perspective, if it was Saturday or Sunday, it's far more likely to have George Bello available. I still doubt Miles would be, but at least becomes a possibility. And then Joseph and Ronald Hernandez become possibilities if it's a Saturday or Sunday, depending on how much they play tonight. Little surprising that MLS is coming off of this three-game international break in CONCACAF and in North and Central America and in South America, because that extra day really could have helped. Now, where it does help Atlanta a little bit is they do play next Wednesday, so you get a little bit more time between games. I think Atlanta United would have rather had this game Saturday or Sunday and be able to potentially get these four guys back into the fold.
Jason Longshore again. Tomorrow night, Atlanta and Orlando City, the old rivalry kicks back up, and you can hear it on Sports Radio 90 Time the Game. I'd like to go to the No Swag Shop version of Jason Longshore for just a minute. Some of the Hawks fans are tweeting around an article that was written that said basically, you know, at the beginning of the – I'm going to step back here, Jason. At the beginning of the season last year when they started 4-1, we asked the question, are these Hawks going to be a problem? As it turns out, darn right they were. They were a huge problem, you know, by the end of the year. The article basically says the Atlanta Hawks are the deepest team in the NBA, that Travis Schlenk has built a team now that resembles the Golden State Warriors and how he built the Golden State or helped build the Warriors into the superpower that they became. Do you think that the Hawks are really making that kind of leap? Because I think there's some fans reading this going, we're being grossly undervalued in terms of you know, being picked to finish fifth or sixth in the East, which is what most people are, that the Hawks are really ready to take that kind of a leap?
I think they have the depth, too. That's the one key element that I really, truly agree with. And we didn't really get to see it a lot last year because of all of the injuries. The depth and the amount of depth they had was what kept them afloat at times with all the injuries. But you get everybody healthy in this team, and we'll see how often that happens this season. There's a lot of options, and I think that's the most reminiscent thing here is, you know, to be able to, on some of these back-to-backs, to be able to still field strong lineups, strong rotations, even when you are able to give guys a night off here and there. It's a huge benefit. I think in terms of where Atlanta United or Atlanta, the Hawks are ranked, I think a lot of it comes down to there's still a disrespect for Trae Young, even after what he did in the postseason. I think there's still a feeling out there nationally that he's not one of the best players in this league, and that's why they're ranked lower. And he's going to keep proving people wrong. I mean, that's just what we've seen from him so far. So I think it's the best thing possible for the Hawks to be disrespected in those rankings, because it's going to be fuel for them.
Boy, this is going to be really fascinating. Hugh, you know how I get over my skis, right?
All the time.
Okay.
all the time. This is going to be an exciting Hawks season, though. No question about that.
My excitement level, Hugh, for this Hawks season is off the charts.
Oh, for everybody. Everybody's excited about it.
I can't think of a Hawks season that has this much anticipation ahead of it. I really can't think of one. I mean, you're going back to, like, the late 80s. You know, Hawks coming off of Celtics playoff series era. Like, there really isn't another one like this.
Yeah. And you know, I'm going to go full John Fricky on this one, Jason. But I followed Trae on Instagram and seeing him running and working out on the beach. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't get John Fricky excited, but I was kind of stoked to see what he's going to bring to the table as far as this season is concerned, because the Cats have been working out and they're going to be ready to go.
I want to see what it's going to take to get you, John Fricky, excited, Hugh.
It's going to take a lot. It'll take a lot for John. You know, you take your shirt off or whatever, you start working out,
John gets it. Really? See, Hugh, I've seen you with your shirt off. You were tweeting it out. You had the towel on thing.
Saying,
you know, that
John,
thing.
You know what John Freeman gets excited. There. He gets to talk it all
love
fast.
Love you, but I'm not rolling and, there, okay?
And we didn't won like 18 games in a row and all this. Yeah, so it's going to take a lot to get me John Freaky excited. What?
I don't know, Jason. I'm with you.
It just got weird. It got really weird.
But okay, I'll roll with that here. Yeah, and I agree, you know, Jason, it's going to be so fascinating to see, because I don't mind being undervalued. I think that lets you lurk a little bit, and it takes a little bit of the pressure off, especially early in the year. and we'll see how they are. And, of course, yes, it's all about COVID still, and it's about injuries, and it's about all those factors that you talk about. But it's also about development, because now you have the full season with Nate McMillan. Now you have Cam Reddish with an opportunity to develop. Hopefully, you know, DeAndre Hunter can develop and go to even a next level. So there's development here, because this is still, in its core, this is still a really young team.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you get Hunter and Reddish healthy and developing, that's almost like two big signings in the offseason. You know, you get those guys contributing throughout the year. It's two guys that you missed a lot last year, especially Hunter. And this team's even better than they were potentially down the stretch last season. So, I mean, you don't want to make big grand predictions, but we saw a lot from them in the postseason. Like, this is a team that's got, I think, something special about them, and they've got that guy and Trey who can take games over. So all the pieces are there, and it is, like you say, John, it's really good for them to be a little undervalued, because as a young team, it will help them ease into this. But being excited, having those high expectations, I don't think they're out of place with this team.
I don't either. We'll see. Jason, look forward to the game tomorrow night as we get Orlando City and this rivalry with the Lions cooked back up again. Let's see if Atlanta United can get on the plus side with Pineda and take out Orlando City and make another step up towards the playoffs. Thanks much, Bub.
Good man.
Thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.